Blog Talk Radio.
Come take a magical journey to the dawn of a new era. Unveil the mysteries behind the curtain with empathic healer Dawn Thompson.
Hey, how is it going? Welcome to the Gypsy Wagon Hour. I am Dawn, Dawn of the New Era, and I got my good buddy Iggy here with me.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
I'm feeling very light and restful, and yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm hoping that we could have a show of lightness and some laughter. I got a cool new deck that my friend Lori has sent me a while ago, but I haven't worked with much, so I've got that out. So, again, when in a little bit here, Colin, let's get you some readings on. I also pulled a totem animal card for the month.
Nice.
Yeah, it was funny because it was on the top, and I was like, oh, that's a cool one. I wish that was it. And then I shuffled and asked Spirit, you know, and then boom, it was the same card. So that's a surprise.
Cool.
I'll tell you in a little bit.
All right.
And I talked to one of my good friends earlier today, and she was talking about how her nervous system just feels really, you know, raw and just tired. And I've been feeling it off and on too, though. Of course, I focus a lot on self-care and deep rest in between anything that I do. I'm still feeling a little tired. So I thought that we might all start off this hour with a meditation and a focus on really kind of soothing that nervous system. And I'll just channel through and see what comes in to aid and that part of our body that could maybe, you know, help us feel renewed and fresh. I mean, this month is spring. Spring is the 20th, so we've got a few more weeks of deep rest, and then it's time for our rebirth. So meditate with me, little butterflies. Would you go ahead wherever you're at, if you can, and sink into your chair, your couch. If you're standing, just deep into your foot. Root, let's get really rooted and grounded. You can do this by just feeling where your feet contact the earth or the ground. If you're sitting or laying, where your back or tailbone. If you really want to get rooted, you can envision actual roots like tree or plant roots coming out of the base of your spine or coming out of the bottoms of your feet and anchoring, entering the earth's crust, starting to explore. Let those roots just stretch out in any way that feels good. And as those roots start to go through the different layers of the earth's crust, come back to your breath. Noticing how that your breath most of the time during the day is effortless. It comes in and out of your body through your Shakti, through your life force energy. You're not actually creating this breath. You're allowing this breath. You're so supported by this universal force that allows your breath to oxygenate each one of your cells, sending that life force energy throughout the body. And you're just watching right now. You're just witnessing that happen, that miracle. And now you might notice that with fear comes a shortening of the breath. That's our body's way, our psyche's way of trying to protect us from danger. So the breath will then shorten. So just notice if maybe it takes a little extra effort to deepen your inhale, maybe a little extra effort to dip, deepen your exhale. See if your body can slide into a little bit more relaxation, a little deeper breathing, allowing any of that fear that's accumulated from media, interactions, or just your own thoughts. It's really your own perception and thoughts of what's happening that can create fear. So most of the fear that you have been feeling is really imagination. So as our roots are soaking up minerals and earth mama nutrients, and our breath is breathing in the intelligence of the stars and of atmosphere and of the plants and the animals, let's really set the intention and of remembrance that if we're going to use our imagination, if we're going to have all these belief systems, if we're going to be a dreamer and create our own dreams, let's dream from a place of positivity, of gratitude. And I'm not talking about inauthenticity. I'm not asking you to be a Pollyanna and deny if, you know, if someone in your life is hurting or sick. I'm not asking you to do that. That's real stuff, and you breathe and nurture that too. I'm talking about what are those things in your life that actually aren't happening right in front of your eyes, that actually aren't a part of your own personal reality. Can you let them go for a moment and come back to your body? As you come back to your body, you might notice feeling a little safer in your body, so you're sinking in a little deeper. And your back has released all those little muscles along the spine. They're starting to soften. So you're not maybe stressing to be upright right now. You're really letting your body just kind of cave in and soften and relax. Going back to your roots, you're noticing that these little trendles of roots and all their little silica, all their little pieces are starting to intermingle with the other plants and the other life force energies, and they're communicating and celebrating under the earth, absorbing the nutrients, minerals, a deep, deep love that Mother Earth has for us, and her innate intelligence, her ability to live in the moment, her ability to live with the cycles and rhythms and the nature. And if you're blessed enough to be near a window or sun, feeling that warmth of the Father Spirit, that Father nurturing, more intellectual than nurturing, actually, that intellectual warmth, support of the sun. And if you're not, just envision it. Envision some golden rays shining upon your skin. And this gold sinks deep into your skin. And again, without you doing anything, it just goes in and warms up that nervous system, warms up your blood, infuses your diaphragm, your solar plexus, clearing out any anger, allowing you, transmitting your true relationship to yourself and others, and power. It's okay if your body wants to start moving a little bit, even with your eyes shut, even while meditating and contacting the earth and your body and envisioning the sun coming in and warming you up, feeding those tired spots in your essence, in your luminous light body. Let the sun really shine on your luminous light body. Accept it. Accept and envision those spots where fear has come in and created holes. Maybe not even your fear. Maybe it was your ancestors' fear. Maybe it's the collective fear. But if it's not serving you, let the sun shine on those spots, illuminating the dark voids and clearing them out. You can start to kind of move your body, maybe circular, back and forth, kind of flowing with restful energy. Remembering today to set an intention to breathe and allow all this yummy, yummy envisions come into your body and heal. And keep allowing this essence of spending a little time with yourself to allow you to radiate, to be a lighthouse in the dark. You slowly might want to start opening your eyes and coming back to your room, your space, wherever you're at. This is it. This is the now. This is what exists. This is the body you have. This is the mind you have. This is your reality. And even if you wanted it to be the same for the rest of your life, you can't, because the only thing constant is change. So can you observe what is right now? And really pat yourself on the back or give yourself a hug for spending this moment with yourself in a culture that's so, there's so many choices, so many entertainment choices, so many choices for books and shows and things to do, that you took this time out. You took this time out for yourself. It's beautiful. So feel that. Feel that, that sense of accomplishment. And we'll take one big, deep inhale and a nice, maybe a verbal exhale together so that we can integrate all that and really dive into the messages that March has to bring us. So go ahead and inhale. Ah, nice exhale. Good. I didn't hear your exhale, Iggy. I'm hoping you're still awake. There it is. Ooh, it sounds like the ocean.
I didn't pick up my snoring.
Hey, I wouldn't have been shocked. That was very restful. So, yeah, I don't have much, you know, many teachings. I'm just going to let whatever flows, flows. I was setting the intention again to do some readings and maybe share a couple cards. And then I could update everybody a little bit on the workshops and the dance party. And then I had asked you, I don't know if I heard confirmation or not, but possibly you sharing some of the Privian medicine magic. You said you had this really beautiful conversation with your mom, and I was just like,
oh yeah,
transported back with your grandma and Peru and all that. And
that was really nice.
I would love to hear about that. I'm missing Peru.
Yeah, I miss Peru too. Yeah, it was a good time. Good time talking with her. She kind of got on the subject about eating. She likes to cook. That's her medicine, cooking.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime I go there to her house to visit her, she's like, are you hungry? You either say yes or no. It's not a maybe or whatever. So she doesn't work a maybe. She's like, maybe you're hungry, maybe you're not. What? You hungry or you're not? I'm like, I'm hungry.
That is a yes or no answer. That's true.
So she's like, I made some fried rice and I made some tuna, the dish that we made with mashed potatoes in Peru. It's called causa. And she's feeding me and we're eating there and we're talking. I don't know how we got on the subject, because she's taught me a lot of stuff that I learned along the way with aunts. She started talking to me about my sister who had come. My mom does the egg cleansing, you know, it's called the limpia. It's where you pass an egg over somebody and you pull the negative energy out of them that's been placed upon them by somebody else or themselves. And so she was telling me that my sister comes at least once a week and has that done, my youngest sister. And so we got on something. And I go, yeah, I do that too. She goes, yeah, I know. I taught you.
Wow.
So I was there laughing. She goes, yeah, I said, you taught me a lot of things, actually. You know, you, Grandma Kucha, and, you know, a few others in the family. And she goes, yeah, your grandma, my grandmother, you know, taught me a lot of stuff. So she was talking about her grandma and the different things that she did, you know, with her as a child, teaching her. And, you know, Peru's kind of has that culture, which is ingrained with the spiritualism of shamanism and being a curandero. Curandero is someone who's called a healer. And so they incorporate that in their culture. It's you go to the curandero sometimes before you go to the doctor, you know, because sometimes it's something it's a spiritual, you know, attack versus actually a physical ailment. And so that's in my culture, how it works. That's why it goes hand in hand. Not like here you go to the doctor or you go to the pharmacy and you ask what pill you can pop. But here it's in Peru, it's a little different. It's a little more, you know, grounded to the earth, understanding, maybe a little sense of superstition. But, you know, the big thing in Peru is it's called the evil eye. The evil eye is like the battle, the big battle that they have in Peru with everybody has that battle. So how do you prevent evil eye? She was telling me, you know, you put red on children. So people are on yourself. That's why you see a lot of people who wear, South Americans would wear a lot of red bands on their wrists. It's because it keeps the negative eye away from you. And she was telling me how they do that with little kids and stuff. They dress them in red, and especially when they go out. Because people sometimes give you the evil eye, but not on purpose. It's not a bad thing. It's just you send, you know, intentions. You know, sometimes they're not. I can't explain it. You know, it's neither bad nor good. It's just sometimes we do that. We project on people, and we don't even realize we've done it. So that's why sometimes you feel kind of sick when you've been around somebody for a while or someone really drains you. I guess that's the best example of what an evil eye would be.
That's interesting because I was going to ask you, I know that there's a couple people that really just, and I know this is everyone, but there's a couple people that just really are not fond of me. And I know they've spent a lot of time, you know, feeling very negative towards me. So could that, and I swear I feel it. Like I do prayers and I ask spirit to kind of detach that because it's like their angst that might not actually be about me. You know, I might just be triggering something in them, but when they need to direct their anger, hatred or whatever, I could feel when it comes towards me. Would red help protect that, you think?
Yeah, that's what she was telling me. The red is a very big thing. Like people who have like headaches and stuff, they actually take a red thread and put it on your forehead when you're laying down. And that helps channel out the energy. Red is the blood. It represents all my relations, all the things that we are with the earth. You know, everything bleeds.
Mm-hmm.
Red is a common thread.
Whoa,
she's
I love
other,
that.
Other techniques how to push negative energy away. Like if you know you're being attacked, you take your fingers, you take your index finger and your pinky, so you can't really see, and you make like almost like a symbol. It looks like the symbol if you turn them up. You know, you're in a rock concert. You know, it looks like that.
Okay, I'm doing it right now, and I was like, is this right? Yes, the rock. Yeah.
But what you do is you put your hands flat, you lay them flat, you put them in front of you, flat down, not up, and you push right to left, you push away. Like they're almost like forks, you're like pulling away. And what you do is you cast, anybody who's sending you energy, you send it back to them, or you send it back to the universe. I like to send it back to the universe and let it be recycled. Because sometimes I think some people do things unintentionally, and even if they were doing it intentionally, I don't want to play that spiritual warfare game with them. Because
the person
who sends it sometimes knows that what they're doing, and they'll know when you send it back. So it's kind of back and forth, boom, boom. So it's better for me to push away, send it up to the universe to be recycled and brought back into a more positive light. That's what I do. I just took it and changed that part a little bit.
I like that. I like that. That's very new era of you, new paradigm. Instead of the eye for an eye, it's like, okay, take it. Because ultimately, it's just coming from woundness or some kind of, like the attacks on us, really, I swear, a lot of times it's not about us. It's like, I mean, in my case, I know in my heart that I don't. I'm not outright to hurt people. I'm not lying, cheating, or stealing. I'm not attacking people. So it's like when people are upset, that probably means that, you know, I've done something to trigger their reality or their belief systems, and that it's, you know, and it's scary. It's scary. So I feel a tenderness towards my, any, you know, the people that are like, you know, hurt, feel hurt by me or upset. Yeah. So I would do that too. I would be like, okay, let it be recycled. Let that story be healed. At the same time, I don't want to put up with that energy being put towards me, because I do have the best intentions, or for the most part, you know, like,
I think we all do.
I think so, though. Hurt people do hurt people, and that too is not a horrible intention, but it's like, if I'm hurt, I hurt myself. I don't try to hurt other people. So there's a difference. There's a difference. Like, I have so much compassion. I can't imagine attacking or hurting someone else just because of so much, living through so much suffering. I do everything to prevent. That's why I work in the healing arts, to not, you know, I don't want anyone else to go through suffering. Even people that might not be too fond of me, I still don't want them to suffer.
Right.
No.
Yeah, my mom was just, she goes, your grandson, she goes, she's talking about the new grandson. I have a new grandson. That's why I couldn't go to your dance party, because I went to see him. She goes, you know, it was raining and thunderstorming. You know that, right? She told me. And I go, yeah, I know that. She goes, you know what that means, right? I go, well, sort of, yeah. She goes, that kid's going to really challenge her parents. And I'm thinking, and I go, okay. I go, yeah, well, he's born on a shaman storm. And she goes, yeah, I know that. He'll have to decide if that's what he wants for his life. But, you know, he was born under the thunderstorm and the rain and all the elements, the very powerful elements of gift. She goes, he's a very gifted kid. They're all gifted, but he's going to be very, very gifted for something. But he's going to challenge his parents.
You knew that.
Yeah, she told me that.
You did.
I knew that, but she told me that yesterday. I was like, so it was, you know, a very serendipitous moment to be there with my mom and sharing all the things. And she talked about how I was born twice. And I always tell people that I was born twice because she had an appendicitis attack as a young woman, and they had to operate on her. And the doctor pretty much told her, well, we can only save one of you. And my mom's like, no, you're going to save both of us. She goes, well, you know, you're only 4 months pregnant and there's really no way to save the baby. So what they just pulled me out and they took me out. And the same time when they took me out, they saw I had they had another growth growing right next to me, right side by side with me, and it was taking all my nourishment. She was telling me yesterday. And I totally forgot about this.
Oh my gosh!
So I go, was this a twin? I mean, what is this? She goes, it could have been a twin. She goes, but it was like we call it la gallina something, the rooster and the mass, you know, where, you know, something just doesn't develop, but it's still alive. So it's me and this thing, and they pull us out, and they're operating on my mom. And she goes, they've never done that kind of stuff ever. They didn't know. They put me back in. They didn't know if I was going to survive. And I did. I'm here. And she goes, that's a miracle. You know, that's one miracle, you know. And then she told me about my sister when my mom had cancer. The doctor told her the same thing. Well, you have to abort the baby in order to save you. My mom's like, she got up and she says, no, the baby's going to live. I'm going to live. And she walked out of the hospital.
I love her.
And you know what? My sister Liberty is alive today. And my mom's alive today. You know, the doctors wanted to cut my mom up and abort my sister to save my mom. My mom's like, nope, that ain't happening, because we're both living.
Wow.
I don't believe anything you have to say.
Oh my gosh, your mom is amazing.
Yeah, she's tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna get on the air and interview her.
I was gonna say, we need a I wanna ask her so many questions, you know, about the red in itself is going to be so helpful. You know, I wore last Thursday when I did the deep ceremony, and the dancing was about us all shaking out stuff and in stuff, and, you know, it was pretty powerful medicine. Well, I wore all black, and I absorbed so much. I was so sick the next day, and I was like, I heard spirit tell me to wear white Like, wear something that is, you know, but my ego self was like, oh, no, you look better in this outfit. And so I knew the next day when I thought that I was, you know, when I had done too much absorbing, too much transmitting, I was like, why did I wear black? But red, even better. Mm-hmm. Red is like,
that's why
I got some red.
She goes, why do you think the Pope wears red shoes? Why do you think the Cardinals wear red? Why do you think they all wear that stuff? And she goes, you got red shoes on right now? I have my Adidas that are red.
Those shoes.
She's like, because that keeps that negative energy away from them because they're in a position where they have to be clear as possible.
I like it. I remember.
Just little things.
So cool.
Subtle.
It is. Colors are powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Any other cool healing tricks? I want to know them all.
We talked a lot. I mean, we could have just a show on that, but I don't want to take time from your show. I know you have callers here as well. But, it's fun to grow up in that kind of environment because it's – as a kid, I was kind of embarrassed about it because I didn't know any better. I was kind of getting westernized a little bit coming to America as a young boy. But, you know, they never stopped teaching the culture. They never stopped doing this and or that. My little grandma, who's passed since, she's been gone for almost 7 years or so. She taught me a lot of stuff, too. Just amazing. She was one of my big teachers as well. And my dad as well. My dad used to do what I do. And he just stopped doing it. A lot of people don't know my family history.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have known that about your dad.
Yeah, my dad he would lay on hands. And it was, it's kind of like, I forget what it's called, but it's they call it Inca meditation technique where you actually hold people's head. And then you help them heal whatever they're healing. You just hold their head. It's like sacral cranial type work. I guess that's the best word. It's very similar. And you just hold people and you visualize the healing with them, through them, working together. It's really powerful.
So you got it on both sides.
You
get your gifts, honestly.
Yeah, but a lot of Peruvians have that too. It's in our culture, so a lot of them, you know, you'll meet other Peruvians and they'll have all these little things, these little home remedies, these little home, you know, tricks or whatever you want to call them, or you know, healing techniques. It's very common in our culture, but we're losing it now with the new generation because now we have computers and we have video games and stuff. So, you know, that's something I'd hope that my kids want to learn sometime because it's very valuable.
It is. It really is. I can relate with, I mean, my daughter thinks that I'm just the weirdest person ever. She swears I'm the weirdest mom at her school. And, you know, she says, you've gone crazy all the time. You've gone crazy, Mom. I was joking with her this morning. I was taking her to the bus stop and I was like, I've lost my marbles. Where's my marbles? which thank God I have. I wouldn't want to live in the direct dream that's going on right now. It does not look pleasant at all. I would much prefer to be a bridge to spirit. But yeah, I'm going to need to learn more, you know, deeper things for protection. I'm going to do that. The red is great from the red eye. Good stuff.
Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back. How's that?
All right. Sounds good.
Sounds good. All right. Here we go.
Okay.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com. You are listening to The Gypsy Wagon with your host, Don Thompson.
Hello, we're back. We're back. We're in a cave. No, sound like you're in a cave.
The Dawn Cave.
The Dawn Cave. Yes, yes.
I'm going to go ahead and share. I was just looking and reading at the animal totem card that I pulled for the month. And it's actually the dolphin, which I was really excited about. I know dolphins use, you know, like some crazy, like 100% of their brain or
wow.
a bunch. Yeah, they use the majority of their brain. So I know that they're connected to, you know, alien-esque energy. And we really don't know too much about them. In this particular medicine deck, she's representing the dolphins, representing feminine energy, life in general, light force energy, particularly through water in the sea. And I noticed a lot of the readings that I've been doing in the last week or so, there's a lot of water coming in. I mean, water is kind of our focus anyways, right? Protecting the water, having clean drinking water, remineralizing our water. But this is, there's this goddess coming out to be with the dolphin. She's the goddess of fertility. So this is definitely a month the dolphin's helping out with our rebirthing very gently and supported by water who we are, who we think we are, and instead of in getting out of our heads and more into our emotions. So this might... I mean, I haven't done the full read for the month, but so far, according to this card, it looks like this will be more, you know, an emotional month, which I'm totally fine with. I'd rather be feeling than thinking any day. But also know that as you, you know, whoever's listening, if this resonates, if you've been into dolphins for a while, you know, you can call on them. You can meditate with them. You can meditate and going back to the meditation that I did at the beginning, you can visualize, imagine yourself riding with the dolphins through the water and just play, see where they take you. The dolphins deck medicine right here is telling us that, you know, you can utilize their magic and their energy to process feelings, to process grief, to process joy. And they also are asking to take you on a magical journey. So there's that.
And they're like, ka, 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 ka.
Yeah. I always tell people when I went to the Serpent Mound with my friends and we saw spaceships that, you know, after the spaceship viewing, we viewed spaceships for a while up in the sky. We heard a big crash coming through the woods, and it was a mix between a dolphin and like some kind of, you know, native, more primal cry from this being that had come up to us while we're meditating at night near the Serpent Mound. And it did. It went, E-I-E-I-E-I-E-I. And we jumped. There was four of us. We jumped because this was not a bird. This was not a dolphin. This was not a human. Like, we don't know to this day what it was. We know the crunching that came through the woods, the feet, the footsteps were large.
Wow.
So, yeah, dolphins, powerful. Whoa. I'm excited to go on a dolphin journey, but.
That'd be cool.
Ooh, and I'm excited to use this new deck. So, do we have any callers? I want to
pull
this card.
All right, here we go. Caller number
here
one.
Here we go. Hi, you're on
Hello.
The Gypsy Wagon Hour.
Hi, wonderful to meet both of you.
Nice to meet you.
Wonderful to meet you.
Thank you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi. I am quite worried about something. I must find solid permanent employment as soon as possible. Technically, I did get a job offer through a temp agency to work for HealthNet Centene, and I'll be finishing up the background check pretty quickly, and I went out yesterday to have my fingerprints done, but the environment is not something that I'm used to. Very barren, you know, more military facility, and I'm not used to that, but
mm-hmm.
Lord knows I need money. So I'm thinking that maybe they might give me a start date, and I talked to the manager of that department, and she wanted to hire me directly, but I was too far along through the temp agency, and it's a lot money less. So I don't, I'm concerned about when and if they would make me permanent. On the other side of the coin, I applied and took two tests online for Pacific Gas and Electric, PG&E, and I passed, and there's really no way to communicate with them. I would love to work for that company, and I'm hoping to hear from them, at least get an interview with them before I start with this other company, if I really do start. Do you see me getting fruition on this, and will it last me several years?
Well, what I'm hearing you say is that you're really worried, you're really wanting some stability in life, and you're really wanting to know. You're really wanting to, like, you're seeking a lot of information, because that was a very intense or a very extensive storyline of what's going on. So usually when I do a reading, you know, it's more simplistic. So you've put a lot of thought into it. Hopefully you were able to do the meditation at the beginning where we kind of relaxed our breath and let go of some fear, because I sense a lot of fear around, you know, survival. I do see you being totally fine. What spirit is showing me is surrender, that there is that the big life lesson in this situation is you surrendering. There's been many times in your life where, you know, the unknown, we talked about, I love how this works out, that our readings match up with what we were talking about at the beginning of the show. We talked a lot about, visualization and imagination. So right now your imagination is, this could happen. And so the cards literally that I pulled for you were surrender and meditation. So going in and visualizing the most highly benevolent job for you. At this point, we're in a point of our creation process where nothing is set in stone. So that can be really scary, that you actually, like, there is no psychic, yes, you're going to get this, yes, it's going to be 5.2 years, and you're going to make this amount of money. You actually get to create, you get to co-create with the universe what you want job-wise. Now, two things that could really help you in this process are to make sure that you work at a place that has a need for order. You have this need for order, a design, a plan. Now, part of that is why this first job has manifested, that the temporary one is almost too orderly. It's like an exaggerated mirror of what, you know, you need, but almost too much. It's totally doable. You will take, you go ahead and take that job and again, surrender. The other, though, thing that I hear you craving with the second job is more authenticity, a place for you to really get to be yourself more, to really explore, you know, rather than just be a sheeple in a line or, you know, with too much order. You would like some security and a chance to be you. And so I really want you to sit with that and visualize that. The only thing that I can answer that is set in stone is that you are going to be fine financially. So that initial point when you called, that you were really afraid, I felt that fear, like, I have to work, which we do. We don't live in a tribal community. We can't always rely on, you know, food and shelter from other people. So you do, and that is a real urgency, a real issue. I can let you know that you're going to be okay to take the temporary job. Whether this other job, you get an interview before you start or after, it's really not, your guides are saying that's really not the point here. That's just your ego trying to keep you safe, which is fine. We know that happens. That's part of life. We need to know. But there's some introspection to do. So you've done the work, you've done the application, you've passed the test, yay, you've done a good job. Your next step is to surrender to the process, go with the flow, and take some time to sit back and be really clear about, who you are and what you want in your next phase of work. And it's going to be all good. It's going to be all good, girlfriend. I can feel it.
Well, thank you. I hope so. I would that job become permanent, the one at Centene?
So your guides aren't showing that because they want you to surrender and live in faith. They want you to be in the moment. They want you to have order. They want you to have your need for order and efficiency, but they're absolutely not going to answer that question because nothing in life is for sure. And so you're at a point where that's not even – and so many things in life are predetermined, several things, but most things aren't. So if for you to get that job that you love and it lasts a long time, that would mean you surrendering, you going internal, you doing self-care, you doing the work, and then the highest, most benevolent results will happen. I'll go ahead and end this mid-reading. We can always do a full reading if you want, where I could go in more depth with that. With efficiency. So, you know, that when that card comes out with order, that means you really do thrive when things are more streamlined and you have a plan. So I'm having empathy that you do want to know and that Spirit's asking you to kind of surrender some of the no and be in the moment. That is tough. I agree. But if you go to the bottom of the link, we can do a full read later. But if not, I think you're going to be fine. So, good luck to you.
All right. Very good.
Thank you. Yeah. That is a tough one in this day and age. I mean, as we enter the new era, there is this last grasp of ego needing to know, will I be with this man or will we? And it's so pointless. I think that's why Spirit had me bring up the imagination part with fear, because
sure,
we can go down so many roads and it is just, it's so pointless. Talk about burning out the adrenals for nothing.
Yeah, that can happen.
You just got to do the work and then let it go. Let it go. Maybe watch the Disney Frozen. Let it go. All right. I'm shuffling up the needs deck. Do we have anyone else for a reading?
Yep. Here we go.
All right. Here we go. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air with Dawn of the New Era. Did you have a question or want a mini reading from your spirit guides?
Sure. My name's Susan, and a mini reading would be wonderful.
Yay! I love doing mini readings. I just love doing readings in general. All right, so I already see this beautiful part of you. Like when I tap into you, I see this eagle, this woman who is ready to fly. She wants to fly. She is. It's interesting because I shuffled the deck, and from the last reading, your past, you really needed. You've actually been a very efficient, this word's coming up again, efficient person. You have been, you know, the person that people can count on. And you've really been looking at that and noticing how about bringing people in that you can count on, you can rely on. So you've recently started attracting in, you know, mirrors of this really balanced part of yourself. You've done a lot of soul searching, you really have, and you've found this aspect of yourself that's all about freedom to move, freedom to fly, and you're, you know, you have like this really beautiful, you feel safe enough in the world where you have this beautiful craving to have a little adventure. You're also stepping into, we have a little bit of relationship stuff coming up, so it's about forgiving an ex, forgiving, you know, past, and, this is cool. So we had Dolphin Totem come up, and you have two cards here. One is forgiveness, and one is sister's healing. So through your women tribe, through the feminine energy, through being really soft and gentle with yourself, you have this really tender place in you that's craving affection, in particular. So, you know, this forgiveness that you've done with the ex and that you're continuing to do is bringing in, your high priestess self, the part of you that is really balanced. I mean, you have had the ego blast for sure. Your world has been rocked. And it's neat because now you're coming out. You've went to the yin, you went to the yang, you've looked at what you believed was good and bad, and you found this really good, perfect balance for yourself. So please share your story, share your medicine with the world, and work on that receiving and giving affection, because that's, interestingly enough, the next part of your story, of your chapter, of your life is a very affectionate, tender, cuddly one.
I'm sorry, you were kind of coming in and out a little bit. I didn't hear the last part about receiving, giving affection.
Yeah, that you need to share that with the world, that you're, that's the next part of your story is, I mean, your real focus right now, actual human touch. I heard this saying, they say that the angels are jealous that we have bodies because we can taste, touch, feel. And so while you're here, while you're in the flesh, you know, just really hug the ones around you, you know, let in love, and it will be a very forgiving thing too. It'll really bring in a lot of forgiveness because there's a lot of discord at times between friends and family and misunderstandings, and a simple genuine heart to heart hug can help soften that. So very beautiful. Thank you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I wish that was my path next. I wish Spirit was like, you're just supposed to hug people. Maybe they are. <Thank God. laughs>
Free hugs.
Yes, I've always wanted to do the free hugs. Are you going to do that at ComFest?
Yeah, I'm going to do it this year. I'll be here in the country this year. So free hugs
That's
are coming.
Right, the free hugs are coming. And so it looks like freedom is a big, big part, integral part of this month. Freedom to feel, also intimacy and affection. So that is a focus for this month. And by God, I kid you not, I just shuffled the deck again and just pulled one more up, and it's efficiency again. So I'm going to have to actually look that word up, and then I'll post it on my Facebook page or something, the meeting, because that is a...
Yeah.
I mean, I've been being more efficient in my life. There's so much to do. There's so much to do that I've actually been writing myself out a schedule, which I've never done. I've always had lists or put things in my phone, but I'm literally, to keep my nervous system calm and to be able to produce more,
mm-hmm.
I've been, you know, not necessarily times, but like, you know, workout,
right.
Grocery store, you know,
sure.
Then I have a couple readings. Then I did it, you know, it's been mm-hmm. really helpful to become more efficient.
Good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm breathing that in. Breathing in those readings. I think it's cute
good.
That the card had a dolphin on it that I pulled. So we're surrounded by dolphins, guys. Found it.
Love them. Love the
oh.
dolphins.
They're saying that they're the ultimate intuitives. I'm looking at them right now, and they've got like all these spirits around them, like water, mm. intuition. Woo!
Yeah. Delfín, el delfín.
El delfín. All right. Well, I am going to, looks like we only have about 10 more minutes, so I can read the other card, and then we can kind of give it a close. Does that sound
okay.
good to you?
It's your show.
All right, so just a general overview that we had dolphin medicine come in, we had forgiveness come in, we've had the two readings were definitely very polar and trying to find a balance. There was no right or wrong with them, but you know, we still have these, if you have that part of you that wants to know, that needs to know, if you've done the work, if you've done the schooling, if you've made the applications, if you've filled out the forms, if you've trained for the marathon, at that point, do not envision failure. envision the highest, most benevolent outcome. Imagine your kid, for me, your kid getting in the special, you know, school, the job, not only happening, but envision it, you know, there's friends there and you love it. If you're dating someone, it's a new relationship. Do not catastrophize it or an old one. You got to see it in the highest, most benevolent, beneficial way. Now, that doesn't guarantee that it'll turn out that way, but your vibration is attracting your reality at this. There is very little set in stone. Spirit has graduated us. Part of entering a new era, part of this chaos is that, you know, our this higher force has kind of allowed us, or maybe we've agreed collectively, to have more responsibility in our reality and what happens. So we really, you know, I know that can be scary, but believe you're ready for it. You are ready for this. And this goes perfectly into the card that I picked, your affirmation of the month. So your affirmation is, I am at ease speaking in front of others. I have confidence in myself. And it says, I am the star in my own movie. I am also the author and the director. I create wonderful roles for myself in my work environment. Now that goes into your home environment, your work environment, your own personal environment. You are the author and director of your movie. I call it a book, but the card's saying a movie, but you are creating this. Yes, there is a co-creator, another, you know, energy that's supporting you, and you can call on animal totems, and you can call on ascended masters. You can call on your friends. You can call on a puppy to cuddle you. You can call it support, but ultimately, you know, you're doing it. So, and as my friend Catherine told me when she left the salon the other day, she said, don't take it so seriously. No one gets out alive. Bye-bye.
That's true.
I could still see her face. I mean, I've heard that before, but she just blasted it. I didn't even see it coming, and we don't usually talk that way. So when she said that, I went, my God, that is true. We just don't take it seriously, but have fun. And last month I had a sacred circle in Zanesville where I dreamt the entire workshop. It was really beautiful. It was based on intimacy. So, you know, this is between intimacy with yourself, with a partner, with friends. And we did a couple practices that really help you to this deep craving loneliness that's been going through a wave of our planet. We are now ready, as we're now co-creators, you know, powerful creators in our own lives. We're also ready for deeper intimacy, the next layer or chapter of that. So, you know, if you feel called to host an intimacy workshop, I would love to do that. It's established now. It's good. It was a success. And, of course, I'm going to plug the Shakti Shakedown. It's going to be same date, the third Thursday of this month. This month has four Thursdays. So it's the fourth. It's March 23rd. The week after St. Patrick's Day, we'll be the after party at Brothers Drake.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the theme yet, but I'm guessing it might be intimacy. We might do a couple intimate practices, and then we're going to. I'm meeting up with a DJ. I'm going to host a different DJ every month. I did the playlist, which you can find on my Dawn Thompson or Dawn of the New Era Facebook page. It's a great playlist for getting really primal, if you want to shake it out. I'm meeting with DJ Whit Taylor this week about, you know, pumping some sweet jams for this coming month. And that's all I have on the books for this month. Other than that, I can do a personal reading. And I might do a couple YouTube videos. That's about it. I'm so glad everybody could join. This hour Perfect. Went really fast.
Yeah, it sure did. It goes fast when you're having fun.
Yeah, I know. I was really most looking forward to talking to you, Iggy.
Aw, thank you. Appreciate that. I missed you, too, because I didn't get to go to your dance, but I'm gonna make every attempt and every effort to be there at some next one. I don't think anybody's having babies right now. So.
Birth, and I knew that. I mean, the thing is, one of my favorite sayings is we plan plans, but not the results. So that's a good thing to end with the readings. It's like, plan your plans, do the work, but then released resistance. I was like, okay, he's having there's a shaman baby being born. Like, there was no angst at all. I knew that you were, we just got to go with the flow time. So beautiful.
Yep, yep,
all right,
yep.
Everybody. Well, all much right. Love, many blessings, and we'll talk to you next month.
All right, Don. Thanks for being on here and sharing your insights with us.
Thank you, Eggy. Bye-bye.
Much love and hugs. Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody, for listening to The Gypsy Wagon with your host, Don Thompson, from Dawn of the New Era. This coming Friday, we have Uncommon Shaman with Mud Toe Sasquatch, Todd Smith. His show's at 10 p.m. And then later this weekend, we have Siege, Gary Heron. He'll be doing Through the Looking Glass crystal ball readings at 7 p.m. on Sunday. Hopefully you can join us then. And then we're back at it again on Monday. So with that, I want to say thank you for joining us. Have a great rest of the week and enjoy your weekend. And let's dance on out of here. I'm Iggy Garcia.